This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas legislature formally ended their session last week, but the political news didn't end there. The state's treasurer was arrested this weekend, and as Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas points out in his weekly recap, the race for governor didn't gain another high-profile candidate last week.
House Speaker Davy Carter says he will not run for Arkansas governor in 2014, citing a return to the private sector. Quote, "After much deliberation, I have decided against a campaign for governor at this time," Carter said. "I love this state and I love public service. While I will be returning to the private sector, I will find ways to remain involved in public service in Arkansas in the years ahead." Carter is a lawyer and former banker. He's talked publicly about seeking the Republican nomination for governor since the end of the legislative session in April. Walmart's overall revenues and net income grew by about 1%, with the retail giant blaming weather, low inflation, and sluggish consumer spending for the small gains. The Bentonville-based retailer reported first quarter net income of $3.78 billion on revenue of $114.2 billion. U.S. same-store sales actually declined 1.2% in the quarter, although Sam's Club revenue was up 0.2%. Interestingly, and of note, e-commerce sales for Walmart grew more than 30% in the first quarter versus last year. Axiom Corporation saw revenues fall nearly 3.5% in its final fiscal quarter, but earnings plummeted 71% during the three-month reporting period. The Little Rock-based data marketer posted net income of $13.2 million on revenue of $277 million. Despite flatline sales brought about by cooler temperatures, Dillard's reported a 23% increase in profits as the Little Rock-based mall retailer boosted its bottom line. Dillard's reported net income of $117 million on sales and revenue of more than $1.58 billion in its first quarter. Casino-style electronic games of skill wagers at Oaklawn and Southland continued their year-over-year increases, but record months were not in the numbers in April. Still, after back-to-back months of record highs, the two racetracks cleared the $1 billion mark in total EGS wagers in 2013 year-to-date. The latest statistics released by the Arkansas Racing Commission show both tracks with 29% increases in the month in electronic games of skill wagering versus the previous year. Southland's year-to-date EGS wagers exceeded $731 million, while Oaklawn surpassed $380 million for the year. EGS wagers include gambling spent on video blackjack, video poker, slot machines, and other casino-style games. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at aecc.com.